From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Iraq's interim government issued new security laws today. The measures allow the government to impose emergency rule in parts of the country plagued by violence. The government is seeking to convince ordinary Iraqis that it is independent and sovereign, and above all, determined to stamp out the insurgency. As NPR's Philip Reeves reports from Baghdad, the announcement did nothing to stop the violence.
Baghdad, a city U.S. forces are supposed to have conquered more than a year ago, a city now supposed to be under the control of the interim Iraqi government. Insurgents, armed with Kalashnikovs and rocket-propelled grenades, today battled it out with U.S. troops, which were backed by helicopters. There's not much unusual about that, except this was in Haifa Street, in the heart of the capital. Not long beforehand, Sergeant Mahmoud Mashkour was cleaning up after several rockets landed nearby the home of the new Prime Minister, Iyad Alawi.
Suddenly, there was a big explosion, and the windows were blown out.
Half a dozen people were injured. Even in Baghdad, the insurgency has become part of daily life, and that's what Alawi and his ministers are trying to stop. The new U.S.-supported administration is seeking to assert its authority amid a population whose many opponents see it as an extension of the American occupation. Today, after several postponements, the Alawi government outlined new laws for cracking down on the insurgency. Justice Minister Malik Dohan El-Hassan appeared before a news conference, speaking through an interpreter, and reeled off some of its terms.
The first item states that the Prime Minister, after a unanimous agree of the Cabinet, has the right to declare martial laws in erupted areas or disturbed areas in case of the existence of an imminent threat, a big threat, or a continuous violence campaign.
The Alawi government's regulations are unlikely to win much applause from human rights activists, although they're not uncommon in unstable nations. With the approval of his three-man presidential council, a Sunni, Kurd and Shiite, the Prime Minister can declare a state of emergency in trouble spots. Officials can intercept mail and telephone calls of suspects and freeze their assets. They can seal off areas, close businesses and ban people from travelling or holding gatherings. The army and security services, still being assembled, would be answerable to Alawi. And he can always call for help on the 140,000 U.S. troops still in Iraq. The Iraqi Human Rights Minister, Bakhtiar Amin, defended the measures by equating them with the U.S. Patriot Act. And, he stresses, they're better than life under Saddam.
In the past, laws of emergency has been used to restrict fundamental freedoms. This is a new Iraq, and that will not be allowed to be happen. If that will happen, so we will certainly raise the hell.
After months of enduring violence from both sides of this conflict, coupled with looting and economic gloom, many Iraqis yearn for security. It's not uncommon to hear them say they're willing to sacrifice civil rights for safety. Eamon Muller is an English teacher in Baghdad.
I feel it's hard to give up my privacy, but if I feel that this law will minimize terrorist attacks in Iraq and make it safer for all Iraqis, then yes, I will be willing to give up privacy, but not for a long time.
The question is, how long will most people tolerate restrictive laws? If the Alawi government, supported by the US military, is too heavy-handed for too long, many believe it runs the risk of fueling the very insurgency it seeks to defeat. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Baghdad.